It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. Renee Montagne is away this week. President Obama is taking another shot at recapturing the health care debate. The president turned up on 5 Sunday news shows. Tonight, he tries a different forum to reach those who skip Sunday morning news. He'll be a guest on David Letterman. In a moment, we'll have analysis from NPR's Cokie Roberts. We start with NPR's David Wellner.
The only network Sunday talk show President Obama did not appear on was Fox News Sunday. It seems to have been payback for Fox broadcasting So You Think You Can Dance during President Obama's recent primetime address on health care to a joint session of Congress. That speech was interrupted by South Carolina House Republican Joe Wilson's cry of "You lie," and his outburst has been replayed again and again on cable TV outlets. Yesterday, Mr. Obama told CBS's Face the Nation the news media themselves share some of the blame for the rough tone of the public debate.
They focus on the most extreme elements on both sides. They can't get enough of conflict. It's catnip to the media right now. And so the easiest way to get 15 minutes of fame is to be rude to somebody.
Still, on NBC's Meet the Press, the president rejected former President Jimmy Carter's contention last week that the vitriol aimed at President Obama is really motivated by the fact that he's African American.
I'm not saying that race never matters in any of these public debates that we have. What I'm saying is this debate that's taking place is not about race. It's about people being worried about how our government should operate.
On ABC's This Week, host George Stephanopoulos pointed out that even some of the president's fellow Democrats in Congress worry about his stance on health care. They accuse him, Stephanopoulos said, of endorsing raising taxes by supporting a mandate for all Americans to buy health insurance.
My critics say everything's a tax increase. My critics say that I'm taking over every sector of the economy. You know that. Look, we can have a legitimate debate about whether or not we're going to have an individual mandate or not. But
you reject that it's a tax increase.
I absolutely reject that notion.
On several of the talk shows, the president was asked about a letter sent to him Friday by 7 former CIA directors. They asked that he halt a new Justice Department probe of CIA interrogation practices. Mr. Obama told Face the Nation the probe must go forward.
I appreciate the former CIA directors wanting to look out for an institution that they helped to build, but I continue to believe that nobody's above the law, and I want to make sure that as President of the United States that I'm not asserting in some way that my decisions overrule the decisions of prosecutors who are there to uphold the law.
The president's views on the 8-year-long war in Afghanistan were probed on several of the talk shows. On Meet the Press, he was asked whether, in his mind, there's a timeline for withdrawal.
I don't have a deadline for withdrawal, but I'm certainly not somebody who believes in indefinite occupations of other countries.
The president stressed on the same show he's not wed to a war that lately has lost support as it's grown more deadly for U.S. forces.
I'm not interested in just being in Afghanistan for the sake of being in Afghanistan or saving face or in some way, sending a message that America is here for the duration. I think it's important that we match strategy to resources.
Mr. Obama said he won't decide about sending additional combat forces to Afghanistan until he's satisfied the right strategy is being pursued for preventing attacks from al-Qaeda. On the home front, the president was asked on CNN's State of the Union about the prospects for the unemployment rate coming down.
Probably the jobs picture is not going to improve considerably, and it could even get a little bit worse over the next couple of months, and we're probably not going to start seeing enough job creation to deal with the a rising population until sometime next year.
Presumably, Mr. Obama will hit a lighter note tonight when he becomes the first sitting president to appear on David Letterman's Late Show. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.